Time now to highlight this day, not highlight this day in history. Time now to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And our guest today is Nicole Stahl. And Nicole's got an interesting story to tell. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now, Nicole, you recently purchased a land with your boyfriend out here in Washington. Where was that exactly located?
On 300, 125, and 300.
And you have found out that this was the site of a historic track back in the day.
Yes, Snyder Park. It was a motocross track in 1972 and 1973.
So you're on a mission now to find any kind of information that listeners out there this morning may have about this track. You've been researching it for the past several weeks, and you're really finding out some interesting things about this.
Yes, I actually have. It was pretty impressive to find out that there was a national race held in 1972 and an international race in 1973. I have a few documented advertisements and a couple videos. Pierre Karsmaker came over from Holland, and he's actually credited for bringing motocross to the United States. He raced there, held some clinics there. It's been pretty neat.
Right here in Washington and Davies County.
Yes.
So what we're looking for this morning is anybody, like we said, from 72, 73, that may have even attended a race at Snyder Park back in the day. Any kind of historic facts you can bring to Nicole. I know you've been at the museum, and you've talked to folks, and you've show me some articles that you found, but there's still a lot more out there, isn't there?
Yes, we're actually looking for, the rumor is there used to be some flyers that were distributed that had a layout and copy of the track itself. We'd love to be able to get a tangible copy of the track layout. Based on the videos that we've located from that time frame, we've been able to get a tentative layout of the track, but we'd like to be able to submit it with the request to make it a historic landmark.
And that's the ultimate mission.
Yes.
It's not to recreate the track whatsoever, anything like that. We want to get a historical marker out there to mark this track because it was the site of many, many big races.
Yes, it was pretty impressive. A national race in 72 and the international race in 73. Over 22 states and motocross racers worldwide were here present for this big event. He was innovative. It was well beyond his years. Dr. Snyder was a pretty impressive man.
And you found out about this actually through your father, who actually may have flagged some races then, huh?
Yes, it was. He said, I think that's where the old Snyder Park racetrack used to be. And it just started a conversation from there, and he raced there and flagged and helped Dr. Snyder with it. It was pretty neat.
So we're talking about the old Snyder Raceway Park that was, once again, the land out there. What's the address exactly we're talking about here?
It's 300 South.
300 South here in Davies County. If you ever attended a race, really focusing on the years 1972, 1973, that's the year a lot of these races were held. That was the big year for the track.
Right. Right.
But the idea, the goal is ultimately to get a landmark on the site to just mark this historic place because it was the site of some international races back in the day. So many great stories can be told. And in your search, just searching the grounds, you've used metal detectors and what have you. You found some unique items already.
We did. We actually located a Schlitz malt liquor can. They originally started producing that in 1972. A lot of old bottle caps, just some neat items, parts of the old track, some of the trash cans they used, just neat stuff.
So if you have any kind of information that would help Nicole out, again, Nicole, we're just reaching out to folks listening this morning that can present information about the Snyder track back in 1972, 1973. What's the best way, or how can they get this information to you?
They're welcome to email me, nicole.stahl@yahoo.com. Or they can even call 812-227-1819. I'll be happy to meet with anyone, look at their information, and see what they have.
And then, again, it takes so much information, I guess, in order to make this a landmark.
Yes, there's quite a submission process. We turn it over to a board. They review for eligibility. Then there's additional steps to complete. Then they review.
Well, let's make this happen. It was, again, it sounds like one of a kind back in the day. Trendsetter, Dr. Snyder's Snyder Raceway Park back in 1972, 1973, home of the first motocross races held in the country, for that matter, right here in Washington and Davies County. Nicole, again, let's get your contact information out there if anybody remembers races back in the day.
Yes, it's nicole.stahl@yahoo.com, and the phone number is 812-227-1819.
And that's S-T-A-H-L.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, Nicole, thanks for sharing time with us this morning, and thanks for your efforts in making this a national landmark, because certainly sounds like it needs to be noted as one of the first tracks in this area. There's so much great unique history here in Washington and Daviess County, and this is just another newfound little tidbit from 1972, 1973. Nicole, again, thank you very much. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.